chapter 123, the permissibility of wearing silk clothes for those who have itchy skin. Anas ibn Allah ta'ala qala wakhasa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Zubayr wa Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma fi lubs al-hadid li haqqatin bihima muttafaqun alayhi. Hadha Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted Hazrat Zubayr and Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala to wear silk because of an itch they were suffering from. Then Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted Hazrat Zubayr Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf to wear silk because of an itch that they were suffering from. So like I said, if a person has a scabby and, you know, sensitive skin, some type, so some cloth, like people, like, you know, even children too, sometimes they get allergies and that. So if they only wear cotton, so here might be only silk or silk type of pure silk clothes, which will, you know, it won't aggravate or it will stop their sickness or that itchy. So for them it will be permissible. So here has Abdurrahman ibn Auf, has Zubayr, and both of them are from Ashra'i Mubashara, the 10 Sahabas who were given glad tidings in one majlis. Hazrat Zubayr, Hazrat Awam, Hazrat Zubayr ibn Awam, and Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf, radiallahu ta'ala, and they're both from there. So they probably had the, yes, what do you call it, scabby, what do you call it, I don't know what you call it, but the skin, you know, some people have the, their skin gets irritated and they get the scratchy. So for them it will be permissible to wear silk, ilajin, or you also say it's like an armor in jihad too, a sword slips off. So that it would have been permissible then too.